Call today, 953-7089.
Boy, that brings some memories back.
That one was before my time. That goes way back.
The voice you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, is a voice that was heard for how many years on TMA?
I was at TMA for about 11 before they threw me out.
Bob Nash, but back starting in 1966.
1966. It was the week of July 4th. I'll never forget it.
Well, it's darn close to being an anniversary here for you, too, because this is June the 15th. Uncle Booby Nash, starting in 66 on TMA. And those are heyday days. You know, when people think of the heyday of TMA, for some reason or other, they come up with that time frame back in the mid-60s and up until about the mid-70s, really.
Yeah, everybody goes back to the 50s, to what they call the happy days, but for Charleston, it seemed to be the 60s. I know it was for me. It was just a lighthearted, good time from what I remember.
Back in those days, you remember how many radio stations we had in Charleston?
Yeah, you had... I think we finally got up to 13 before I left TMA, but I think when I came there was 9 or 10 radio stations. How many we got now?
Oh, my God, there are 24 right here in the immediate area.
There's only one. See, but missed it. You're supposed to say there's only one real radio station.
Well, there you go, too. There are actually 34 signals that reach into Charleston. Can you imagine competition today?
Goodness.
But back when you were on in the mid-60s and on up into the early 70s, Boobie, this was a day when TMA would command a very large portion of the audience because there weren't, as you said, 8 or 9 radio stations. So the pie didn't have to be cut into that many different slices. You remember some of the figures, some of the shares of the audience you would have back in those days?
There was one. I brought some with me, some Pulse and ARBs, but the one that was impressive, I was doing the nighttime in 1966. I worked every shift there was on TMA. They kept moving me around. But when I was working the night shift, we had 65% of the listening audience. That's all ages. And 69% of that 65% was adult. Can you imagine adult listening to that wild, crazy stuff? But they did, especially over 50. I guess the senile people really loved me.
No wonder some of the old music is making such a resurgence today, because those same people were listening to TMA back in the 60s and 70s, and... now they're up into the year.
They're senile
year.
And they're listening to you. That's right.
You don't do radio nowadays. Tell them what you do nowadays.
Well, I'm not much.
Not much.
Too much at all. I pastor a church, which means I work on Sundays.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, good job, you know. Yeah. Work 7 days a week in radio. Now you work one day a week, pastor.
One day a week, yeah. In fact, we were just talking about radio, and you don't even... realize the stress, but we worked 7 days a week then, 24 hours a day. Whenever we were on call, you know, we were always on. We woke up and with a big smile on our face and said, wow, it's another day to act crazy.
I don't know how in the world we do it, but I've had people come up to me over the years and say, how in the world you're so happy?
Well, most people
at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Most announcers in those days would get on and they would be nervous, afraid they'd say something stupid. I was afraid of saying something intelligent. I'd lose my audience.
17 after the hour, I want to congratulate Buzz Gorman. He and his wife were in earlier this morning. The fools, they were up early. Came down here to the Francis Marion earlier this morning. That was his wife.
Oh.
Yeah. Came down. Anyway, he has won one of our antique radios. Want to thank. Who came up with the antique radios? Is it us? Madeline's raising her hand. We've got several of these antique replicas. They're not real antiques, but they're the replicas of these. In fact, are you an antique or are you a real this morning? Are you a replica
I'm a
this morning?
Fake.
A fake.
I'm
I figured it. Buzz, you've won one. If you and what do they come back down here and pick it up down here or at the radio station? One of the two. We'll make the arrangements. But I congratulate Buzz and his wife for winning this morning one of those replica radios. They are real nice. They're replicas of about 1930s, late 30s, early 40s radios. So, congratulations, Buzz. Thank you much for coming down early this morning. Yeah, Madeline?
I want to mention that we're going to give one away every hour.
Every hour on the hour. So come on down to the Francis Marion. We're going to be here all day today. Register, sign up, check out all the old memorabilia we've got down here. Some old. Did you see all the old radios over there, Bob? Aren't they...
That's right. Yeah. And I remember every model.
Quick break here for traffic and weather together on the 8th.
WTMA Time Saver Traffic.
All right, Steve, bring us up to date.
All right, Dan. Traffic is building along the interstate and the Moore Clark this morning. WTMA Time Saver Traffic.
Here's the latest weather word on WTMA Tiger Radio.
Yeah. Hey, Francis is here with your three-day exclusive TMA AccuWeather forecast. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning, Dan. And on this 60th birthday party for WTMA, it'll be warm and humid, cloudy and some sun. And this afternoon and this evening, there'll be a few showers and heavy thunderstorms around the area. Today's highs will range from 82 downtown to 88 inland. For WTMA AccuWeather, I'm Kathy Francis.
All right, what have we got the current readings here, Bob?
Well, it's cloudy outside, 77 in North Charleston, 78 downtown.
At the mighty
TMA.
Yes, sir. Woo.